Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning is a tired but pretty proud coach of the Mount Edgecombe wrestling team, Mike Kember. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And Gusty Acklecock, a junior from Dillingham, is here. Good morning to you, Gusty.
Good morning.
And congratulations, coach. Pretty good performance at the state tournament.
It was really nice, and thanks a lot.
Yeah, and I think we'll just cut right to the chase. Jalen Prince, 3-time state champion at heavyweight.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
That doesn't happen often in a coaching career, I imagine.
No, not a whole lot. And the amazing thing is he did it at a big weight. If you look at most of those 3- and 4-time champions we have now, have a 4-time champion. They all start off at 103, then 112, then 119, 125. Jalen did it at heavyweight 3 times, which is usually dominated by upperclassmen.
Mm-hmm. And he had not wrestled before, really. I mean, he was a total newbie in your program.
That's true. He'd never even thought about wrestling and never seen a wrestling match until he got to Mount Edgecombe. The dorm principal at the time, Vic Lewin, was his principal in Kotlik, and they came to Mount Edgecombe at the same time. And I could really thank him, and Jalen can thank him for encouraging Jalen to try it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really kind of a phenomenal story, and I guess a credit to the program. I mean, obviously he came in with a certain aptitude for it, but something about it just worked for him. And
no, he's a great student of the sport, and he's really an intelligent guy, and he is perhaps the smartest wrestler I've ever coached in terms of learning about the sport and being able to take things and apply them to and put them in the application mode.
Okay. Well, let's talk with Gusty just a moment, and then we'll talk about how some of the other guys did on the team. Gusty, you're from Dillingham, yeah. And Dillingham took first in the state tournament.
They
came in second, and who was it? Oh, Bethel came in first. Okay, yeah, Bethel repeated as the top team this year. But you must have recognized a lot of people at the state tournament this year.
Yeah, most of the Dillingham team I know and grew up with them.
And did you have to wrestle some family in this tournament?
Yeah, just like at ACS, I wrestled my cousin again, but it was my other one that was in the same weight class as me.
Okay, so there's 3 Acklecock family members wrestling in the same weight class?
No, Tug Young and Hossett.
Oh, okay. All right, but your cousins still.
Yeah.
Did you grow up wrestling these guys?
No, I never wrestled them before until this year, but it was good wrestling them.
Okay. Do you get to see them much the rest of the year?
Yeah, in the summer times. I see them out fishing, and we hang out and go play ball and all hang out.
Okay, and it's all pretty friendly, even though you know you're probably going to be seeing each other on the wrestling mat later in the season?
Yeah, we don't get mad at each other. It's just fun.
Yeah, keep it fun. Gusty, how did you do up at the tournament?
I was one match away from placing in the tournament.
Okay, so you went 2-2 at 195?
Yeah.
And are you going to wrestle again next year?
Yeah.
I was talking with your coach a little bit before we went on the air about why wrestling is so popular at Edgecombe. Do you know why you like to do it?
It's a fun sport, and just like having fun wrestling.
Yeah, sometimes fun is really the bottom line for doing these kinds of activities. So, thanks, Gusty. Coach Kember, some of your other wrestlers who did well at the tournament?
Robert Nielsen, who is our 5th place, he qualified because somebody couldn't go. He won a match, which is pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. Michael Matthew finished 3rd at 170 pounds. Really, he should have been on the other side of the bracket and would have went to the finals, but it was a a seeding criteria that put him on that side. Mm-hmm. And he had a gutsy performance in the third and fourth place match. The kid he was wrestling dislocated his elbow, and we didn't know that. We taped it up because he'd wrestled that kid earlier, and he hurt his elbow. And something the kid was doing underneath was going against the joint, and he won the match, and he's, my elbow, and he straightened it out and put his elbow back in place by straightening it out. And, of course, Dr. Lehman was there and said, well, usually that's a bad thing. Nothing really bad happened. Shiler Johnson finished second to Lincoln Johnson from Nikiski. He could have wrestled a little better. He understands that we're going to come back and reevaluate, and next year they'll probably see each other again. And Paul Johansson, a freshman, freshman, finished second at 220 pounds, and then, of course, Jay landed first. And Melissa Fisher finished. She was one match away from placing again. She had a pretty good tournament. She made a mistake in that match and it put it into overtime, and she lost it in overtime.
Okay. Will Melissa be back next year?
No, Melissa's a senior.
Does she have plans on wrestling in college?
Yeah, we're working on that right now. There's about 20 colleges right now that have a women's wrestling, so she's working on choosing one of those schools.
And I gather Alaska women wrestlers have a reputation for being pretty good because there isn't a separate girls program in the state, so they have to sort of earn their stripes wrestling with the guys.
That is true. That makes them pretty attractive to collegiate recruiters, especially mm-hmm. those girls that qualify at the state level and those are the place. You know, we have some pretty fabulous wrestlers coming from Alaska. Michaela Hutchinson, who of course was the first girl ever to win a state title, has two national titles. She finished second last year, and this year she's favored to win again. And of course, Taylor O'Donnell, who represented the United States in the first Olympic for women's wrestling, comes from Alaska too.
Okay. Yeah, there's just something. You brought Melissa in as you brought Gusty in today, and she seemed to have kind of a determined sort of, I don't know, approach to the sport.
Yeah, she is. She hates losing. She is a competitor.
I wanted to talk a minute about Paul Johansson. I think he was in last week. We talked with him. He's a freshman, and he lost in overtime in the state finals. How do you think that will affect his outlook next year?
I think his wrestling decided that he won the match. A referee made a stalling call that went against him, and that caused it to go to overtime. I think that motivates him. It was a long time in the car when we were driving back. It's a half hour between Nikiski and Kenai, where we were staying. He didn't say a word that whole time. I think he's pretty motivated.
Yeah. All right. Well, what do things look like next year? Gusty, are you going to come back and wrestle at Edgecombe next year? Are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm coming back.
Okay. So you'll have a core team of kids like Gusty?
Sure. We have a core team of kids. Gusty is going to be a captain next year. We've talked about that. Michael Matthews coming back, he'll be a captain. And Shiler Johnson will come back, he'll be a captain. Of course, Paul continue his captaincy. So we have a core of four or five really good guys. Frank Hogendorn's coming back. We have about 10 really tough wrestlers coming back. It will make a difference next year. So it looks well. It looks good for us. But the thing about that is I never know until the plane lands. You know, plans can change for these kids in a heartbeat over the summertime, and you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and you never know when somebody, you know, raw material like a Jalen Prince might be walking in the door to join your kind of reliable known quantities. That's got to be kind of going to be an upside to that.
Yeah, like Josh Arnold, the cross-country coach, says, it's like Christmas. Yeah. You know, you get all these packages, and sometimes you have a really good Christmas, and sometimes it's not so good Christmas. So let's hope we have a good Christmas next year.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in all season and talking about Edgecombe Wrestling, and thanks to you, Gusty, for coming in as well. Thanks for your hard season, and congratulations on a strong performance in the state tournament. And imagine we'll be talking again next year this time.
Hopefully. Mike. Hopefully with as much pride as we have this year.
All right. Mike Kimber is coach of the Mount Edgecombe High Braves wrestling team. Gusty Alkalcock is a junior wrestling at 195. He's from Dillingham. They've been my guests this morning on the morning interview.